station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. And we are doing, of course, something we love to do here in Madison, second date update. You know, you manage to get that first date and you think it's going great. Oh my gosh, this might be the one forever. Then you try to get that second and Aaron, there's nothing. There's nothing.
It's hard enough getting a first date, so getting a second one is impossible, but we are here to help with that.
Absolutely. Today we're actually speaking with Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you could be doing a little bit of her. So you actually emailed us because you went out with a girl named Sarah and she's not getting back to you. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's bizarre.
Oh, well, first of all, tell us how you met.
Okay, so we met up at Buck and Badger, you know, with a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, everything seemed to be going okay. I had a good time, you know, and just hanging out. I don't know. It just, I don't know. She seemed really cool. I don't know what happened. It's just, it's weird. You know, I've been calling, texting, Facebooking, et cetera, and I'm not getting a response. And I don't know what I did, or I feel, you know, that we had a good time and she liked me and I liked her.
Okay. Now you met through a mutual friend. That's always a good way to meet.
That's the perfect thing.
You know, they know both of you. They think you'll go great. So you met up at Buck and Badger. How'd the date go?
It was fun, you know, and I agree with you on a mutual friend because you know, friends are always trying to connect you and that's wonderful. And,
I mean,
it's a lot less pressure than normal, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, what'd you like about her? What did you guys like talk about? Were you talking about like things that you want to go do when you're done working or do you work out? I mean, what kind of happened there?
Yeah. I mean, I just felt we really hit it off and, you know, she's really cute and I thought she was smart and we had a lot in common, like music and hanging out and
okay.
You know, yeah, same TV shows, some of the same TV shows. Yeah, we had fun.
That's good.
So how did the date kind of end?
Yeah, did you get a kiss at all?
Oh, yeah, and she gave me a kiss on the cheek, you know, and she took a picture of us doing that, and that was really nice.
Oh, the kiss on the cheek. You never really know what that means.
Took a selfie with her, like lips on you. That's nice.
Well, I guess we're going to figure out why she's not giving you a call back. How long has it been?
I think a week or 10 days. Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, well, that's quite a while. Well, yeah, that doesn't sound like a good time. All right, well, here we go. We're going to try to get a hold of her and see if we can figure this whole thing out with second date update. Here we go. Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, honey. This is Krista and Aaron from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Oh, you sound so down. What if we were calling to tell you that you won something? Would you be a little bit more excited?
Yeah, did I win something?
Well, no, you might not be excited about this either because we are actually calling about a date that you went on with a guy named Andy. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy, you guys went out to Buck and Badger. You had a mutual friend set you up.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't heard back from you. What's going on?
10 days, girl. 10 days.
Yeah, it wasn't like a romantic connection type of thing.
Well, what happened?
Oh.
To be honest,
yeah.
I'm not really into him. I just went out on a date with him.
Mm-hmm.
If we're being honest, I wanted my boyfriend to be a little bit jealous, so I went out with a guy.
Wait, what?
Wow.
You have a what?
Wow.
Okay, so
she's got some b- on her.
You literally just went out with Andy to make your boyfriend jealous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that poor guy.
Hello. That is so wrong.
Oh,
so wrong.
So yeah,
I mean, we just went out like one time. It wasn't like a big deal.
Well, you didn't go out at all because you knew that you had a boyfriend. You're going out with someone else.
Oh, Sarah.
That is so wrong.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Andy's on the phone with us because it's second date update. We were trying to get a hold of you to go on a second date. So, kind of talk about it. What happened here?
That is so messed up.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. It's not like a big thing.
Oh. Well, what kind of person does that? Okay, first of all, that's really unfair to me, okay, number one.
Oh,
and number two, you know, what kind of boyfriend or what kind of relationship do you have with your boyfriend where you have to do that, you know, and use other people to make him jealous? What's that about?
Like, dude, guys, people do this all the time. It's not a big deal.
They do?
Really? But if that's new, I was doing it.
See, I think it is a big deal. This is definitely a big deal. You used him.
But we had a fine time. It's not like you didn't have a good time. We hung out, and then, you know, we both got something out of it. What?
Yeah, wait.
Sarah. No, honey. I think, you know,
Hold on. Yeah. What did I get out of it? I paid for dinner.
True.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, what did I get out of it?
Didn't you have a fun time? Loss. Aren't you calling asking why we can't go out again?
Oh, man, she's brutal.
Well,
Hello. I mean, I'm calling because I was wondering why I didn't hear back from you. And, you know, and the reason, I mean, I thought we could go out again. And, you know, that's why.
Because
why
you had a good time. So you're welcome. We both got something out of it.
I really don't even know to say. I don't know what to say to this.
Wait a second. Don't you have a mutual friend? You guys met through a friend. Does your friend know you have a boyfriend?
Well, that's a good call. Yeah. Did your friend know this?
She was in on it too. This was just an elaborate scheme.
Oh.
I'm really sorry that you had to go through this, Andy.
Oh, Andy.
See, so this is why men complain about women, and it's so valid. And, you know, there's so many women who end up alone and die alone. And
oh, my.
They play these games.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the cat ladies.
Oh, come on.
There's a lot of cat ladies out there.
Can't you see, Sarah, how you might have been using... That could really hurt someone's feelings. Like, would you like it if someone did this to you?
I guess I just didn't think it was that big of a deal. We went out, we had a fine time, and it was whatever.
Huh.
It's the end of the world.
I mean...
And the world probably friends in on this.
I can't even say a word.
Yeah, I can't.
This is not going
to
happen.
Yeah, normally what we do on Second Day Update is we offer to pay for another date for you two.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing, Andy, you probably don't want to go back out with her again?
No, she has a boyfriend.
Sarah,
you
have a boyfriend.
Can you pay me for the dinner that I paid for?
Yeah, we'll give you the money back.
No.
Yeah, we're going to hook you up with a gift card because I'm sorry you had to go through this, Andy.
Yeah. Andy, you know what, Andy? I'll take you out there. Next time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sarah,
I'm really upset. You know?
Yeah, I get it, Andy.
Understandably. And Sarah, just stop using people. It's not nice.
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah, and your friend, too.
Sarah.
She's like, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever.